The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 4, Texts Number 3 and 4, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on March 28, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today, we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 4, entitled The Process of Creation. Texts number 3 and 4. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Praprachache mam evartang yanmang prichatasattama krishnanu bhava shravane shadadhano mahamana. So now I will chant the next verse without any repetition. Sangstang vigyaya sanyasya karmatrai vargigang chayat vasudeve bhagavati atma bhavam dridangvata. Translation in purport. Srila Prabhupada. O great sages, the great soul, Maharaj Parikshit, constantly wrapped in thought of Krishna, knowing well of his imminent death, renounced all sorts of fruitive activities, namely acts of religion, economic development, and sense gratification, and thus fixed himself firmly in his natural love for Krishna, and asked all these questions exactly as you are asking me. Purport. The three activities of religion, economic development, and sense gratification are generally attractive for conditioned souls struggling for existence in the material world. Such regulated activities prescribed in the Vedas are called the Karma Kandiya conception of life, and householders are generally recommended to follow the rules just to enjoy material prosperity both in this life and in the next. Most people are attracted by such activities. Even the activities of their modern godless civilization, people are more concerned with economic development and sense gratification without any religious sentiments. As a great emperor of the world, Maharaj Parikshit had to observe such regulations of the Vedic Karma Kandiya section. But by his slight association with Sukadev Goswami, he could perfectly understand that Lord Krishna, the absolute personality of Godhead Vasudev, for whom he had a natural love since his birth, is everything. And thus he fixed his mind firmly upon him, renouncing all modes of Vedic Karma Kandiya activities. This perfectional stage is attained by a jnani after many, many births. The jnanis, or the empiric philosophers endeavoring for liberation, are thousands of times better than the fruitive workers. And out of hundreds and thousands of such jnanis, one is liberated factually. And out of hundreds of thousands of such liberated persons, even one person is rarely found who can firmly fix his mind upon the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, as declared by the Lord himself in the Bhagavad Gita 7.19. Maharaj Parikshit is specially qualified with the word Mahamunaha, which puts him on the equal level with the Mahatmas described in the Bhagavad Gita. In the later age, also, there have been many Mahatmas of this type, and they also gave up all karma, kandiya conceptions of life, solely and wholly depending upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Lord Chaitanya, who is Lord Krishna himself, taught us in his Shikshastaka 8, Ashlishyava Padavratam padaratang pinashtumang darshanan marma hatang korotuva yatatata vavidatu lampato madprana natas tu sa eva naparah. Lord Krishna, who is the lover of many devotees, women, may embrace this fully surrendered maidservant, or may trample me with his feet, or may render me broken-hearted by not being present before me for a long duration of time, but still he is nothing less than the absolute Lord of my heart. Srila Rupa Goswami spoke thus, Virachaya mayi dandandina bandho dayami va gatira iha na bhavata kachid anya mamasti nipatatu shatukoti nibarang va navambaha tadapikila payoda stuyate chattakena. O Lord of the poor, do what you like with me. Give me either mercy or punishment. But in this world I have none to look to except your lordship. The chataka bird always prays for the cloud, regardless of whether it showers, rains, or throws a thunderbolt. Srila Madhavendra Puri, the grand spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya, took leave of all karma kandiya obligations in the following words. Sanja vandana badramastu bhavato bhoshnana tubhyam namo bodeva pitarascha tarpana vido nahang chama cham yatam yatra kapi nishadja yadava kulo tamasya kangsha dvisha smaram smaram agam harami taralam manye kamanyena me. O my evening prayer, all good unto you. O my morning bath, I bid you goodbye. O demigods and forefathers, please excuse me. I am unable to perform any more offerings for your pleasure. Now I have decided to free myself from all reactions to sins simply by remembering anywhere and everywhere the great descendant of Yadu and the great enemy of Kamsa, Lord Krishna. I think that this is sufficient for me. So what is the use of further endeavors? Srila Madhavendra Puri said further, Mugdang mang nigadantu nitti nipuna brantam mohur vaidika madang bhandava sanchaya jadudiyang muktadara sodara unmatang dhanino viveka chatara kamang mahadama bikam muktum chatamate manogapi manogovinda padas priham. Let the sharp moralist accuse me of being illusioned. I do not mind. Expert in Vedic activities may slander me as being misled. Friends and relatives may call me frustrated. My brothers may call me a fool. The wealthy Mammonites may point me out as mad. And the learned philosophers may assert that I am much too proud. Still, my mind does not budge an inch from the determination to serve the lotus feet of Govinda, though I am unable to do it. And also Prahlad Maharaj said, Dharmartha kama iti yo bibhitasti varga ikshatrayi naya dama vividacha varta manyetare tandakilam nigamasya satyam svamartpanam svasuhrida paramasya punksha. Religion, economic development, and sense gratification are celebrated as three means of attaining the path of salvation. Out of these, ikshatrayi especially, that is, knowledge of the self, knowledge of fruitive acts, and logic, and also politics and economics, are different means of livelihood. All these are different subjects of Vedic education, and therefore I consider them temporary engagements. On the other hand, surrendering unto the Supreme Lord Vishnu is a factual gain in life, and I consider it the ultimate truth, Bhagavatam 7.6.26. The whole matter is concluded in the Bhagavad Gita 2.41 as Vyasayatmika Buddhi, or the absolute path of perfection. Sri Baladev Vidyabhushana, a great Vaishnava scholar, defines this as Bhagavad Archana Rupaika Nishkama Karmabir Vishuddha Chitta. Accepting transcendental loving service to the Lord is the prime duty, free from fruitive reactions. So Maharaj Parikshit was perfectly right when he firmly accepted the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, renouncing all karma kandiya conceptions of life. Om Ajnana Timananjasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, again, we are coming back to the lotus feet of this great personality, Maharaj Parikshit. Actually, in this verse, we are coming into the association of these sages of Naimisharanya. Sutta Goswami is explaining to the sages about this great personality, Maharaj Parikshit.
Sutta Goswami разказва на мъдреците за тази велика личност, Махараджа Парикшит.
One very nice point being made by Sutta Goswami.
Един много хубав момент, който Сута Госвами отбелязва.
Is that Parikshit Maharaj, he asked so many questions. He told the sages, just as you were questioning me, Parikshit Maharaj also questioned Shukadeva Goswami.
По същия начин Парикшит Махарадж задава въпроси на Шукадева Госвами.
So, he is emphasizing the importance of inquiring from the bona fide spiritual master.
И така той набляга на важността от запитването на авторитетен духовен учител.
Krishna himself says this is the duty when approaching guru.
Самият Кришна казва, че това е дълг на ученика, когато се обръща към духовен учител.
Tanvidi pranipatena paripashnena sevaya Upadekshanti te jnanam ganinas tatvadarshinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively. Render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth.
Просто се опитай да научиш истината, като се обърнеш към духовен учител. Питай го смирено и му давай служене. Себе реализирай се души, могат да ти предадат знания, защото са видяли истина.
So this verse is highlighting that duty of the student to inquire from the spiritual master.
И така този стих набляга на дълга на ученика да поставя въпроси пред духовния учител.
The point that Srila Prabhupada has chosen to emphasize in his purport is the renunciation of Parikshit Maharaj.
Това, което Шила Прабхупад е избрал за да наблегне в коментара, е отречението на Махараджа Парикшит.
In other words, when one comes to the point of surrender to Lord Krishna,
с други думи, когато човек достигне до момента на отдаването на Бог Кришна,
one becomes completely free from all other obligations.
Човек става напълно свободен от всички други задължения.
We are told that we have so many duties in this world.
На нас ни е казано, че имаме толкова много задължения в този свят.
Duty to this, duty to that, duty here, duty there.
Дълг към това, дълг към онова.
Karmically speaking, that's a fact.
И погледнато, гледна точка на кармата, това е факт.
Even driving down the road in your car, you have a karmic duty to repay the workers who laid the road.
Дори карайки по пътя с колата си, ние имаме кармичния дълг да се отплатиме на работниците, които са построили пътя.
As long as we remain in the platform or on the platform of karma, then we have so many duties and obligations to millions and billions of living entities.
Докато оставаме на платформата на карма, ние имаме толкова много дългове и задължения към милиони живи същества.
Just consider that apple tree whose apple you ate to nourish your body.
Да вземем, например, ябълковото дърво, чието плодове ние се храним, за да поддържаме тялото си.
That apple tree has served you.
Това ябълково дърво ви е служило по някакъв.
Now you have a karmic debt. You have to pay back to the jiva who was in the body of that apple tree.
И сега имате кармичен дълг, трябва да се отплатите на тази джива, която е била в тялото на това ябълково дърво.
Or what to speak of the wood that's used to heat the stove to keep you warm in the winter. All those trees, you're obliquely, karmically obliged to repay those trees who gave their body to keep you warm.
А какво да говорим за всички тези дървета, които са си дали телата, за да можете да подгрява печката, да ви държи топло през зимата. Имате дълг към всички тях.
What to speak if you're raising thousands and millions of tomatoes and earning a livelihood?
А какво да кажем, ако отглеждате в оранжерия хиляди домати, за да си поддържате живота?
Those tomatoes are giving their life for your maintenance.
Тези домати си дават живота за вашата поддръжка.
So you have a karmic debt to thousands and millions of jivas who are in those tomato bodies.
Кармичен дълг към хиляди живи, които са в телата на тези домати.
We are so entangled in karmic obligations. How will we ever get out of karma chakra?
Ние сме толкова оплетени в кармични дългове, че как изобщо можем да се освободим от карма чакра?
Or consider all the mangoes that in your juice factory.
Представи си всички тези манго плодове, които в твоята фабрика за сокове.
All the trees that gave their fruit went to your juice factory, and now you're being maintained by all those mango trees.
Които са дали живота си и са попаднали в твоята фабрика за сокове, и сега ти се поддържаш на.
So we cannot even begin to calculate, even with the most powerful supercomputer, we cannot even begin to calculate how indebted we are karmically within this material existence.
Почнем да изчисляваме дори с най-добрия компютър колко сме задължени кармически в този.
Do you realize that every time you pass stool there was a demigod who empowered you to do that?
Осъзнавате ли, че всеки път, когато ходите по голяма нужда, има полубог, който ви упълномощава да правите това?
And then if he didn't empower you to pass stool, you would eventually die?
И ако той не ви упълномощи, не ви позволи да изхвърлите изпражнението, вие в крайна сметка ще умрете.
So you are indebted to that demigod for empowering you to pass stool.
Така че вие сте задължени на този полубог за това, че ви е позволява да изхвърляте изпражнението.
There's even a demigod in charge of the blinking of the eyes, you see.
Има полубог, дори който отговаря за мигането на клепачите.
If your eyes didn't blink, eventually your eyes would go blind.
Ако очите ви не мигаха, в крайна сметка те ще да ослепеят.
So we're indebted even to that demigod, the eye blinker demigod, you see.
Затова ние сме задължени дори на този полубог, който отговаря за мигането на клепачите.
Who empowers us to blink our eyes.
Който ни позволява да правим това.
So how much indebted we are.
Така че виждате ли колко сме задължени.
We cannot even begin to understand how much we are indebted.
Ние дори не можем да започнем да разбираме.
But all those millions and billions, actually that infinite number of debts that we have, you see.
Но дори в този безброй животи, които има,
Кришна wipes them all out within a minute.
Всички тези безброй дългове, които имаме, Кришна може в един момент да ги изчисти.
Sarvadharman vadit jaja mame kang shadanang raja ahang tvang sarvapapebhyo mokshyasyami mahashucha. He wipes out everything. All you have to do is fully surrender to him. Note the word fully. Easy. As long as we try to play games with
Krishna,
thinking, well, I want to have my cake and eat it too. I will remain an enjoyer of this world, and at the same time I'll make a show of being Krishna's devotee. That doesn't work, you see. Then you still remain entangled in karma chakra. Simply putting tilak on the nose will not save you. But still, we want everyone to have a tilak on the nose. Just because I said that doesn't mean you shouldn't put tilak on your nose. Everyone, when they come to the temple, they should put tilak on the nose. Because this helps us to remember Krishna. It also protects us from the influence of the material nature. It's a shield against Maya. I am traveling all over the world, and wherever I go, I put tilak on the nose. Even when I was working a job, I said, well, I think I should wear tilak to this job. So I did.
Дори когато ходих на работа, аз си мислих, че трябва да нося тилак на работата си и го направих.
And that day when I put on the tilak,
и в деня, в който си сложих тилак,
I was a telemarketer at that time, selling long distance service on the telephone.
По това време бях продавах неща по телефона.
So that day when I wore tilak, I had many, many sales. And my manager said, I don't know what that is on your forehead, but you must wear it every day. So, there's also one story. There was one that Prabhupada gives. There was one factory owned by a Hindu. So the employees, they were all
Hindus.
And they all wore their tilak to work. But then one day the Hindus sold the factory to a Muslim. And the new owner, he said, from today, starting tomorrow, no one is allowed to wear tilak at this, if you want to keep your job. So everybody got real scared, and the next day they all came without their tilak. Except for one staunch Vaishnava. He came wearing big, bold, prominent tilak. So the Muslim owner called him into his office. He said, what is this? I told you all not to wear tilak, but you were defying my instruction. He said, what can I do? I am Vaishnava. I am obliged to wear tilak. I have no alternative. I must wear tilak. So the Muslim owner said, all right, you can wear it, but nobody else.
Само ти може го носиш, но никой друг.
So in this way we should be very determined to push forward Vaishnava culture.
Този значи ние трябва да сме много решителни да разпространяваме тази Вайшнава култура.
If we are convinced that this is a wonderful thing,
ако ние сме убедени, че това е нещо прекрасно,
then we can convince the whole world that this is the most wonderful thing.
Тогава ние можем да убедим целия свят, че това е най-прекрасното нещо.
To be a Vaishnava devotee of the Lord, it is the most wonderful thing.
Да бъдеш Вайшнава, предано дадено на Бога, това е най-прекрасното нещо.
If we are convinced, we will convince the whole world to join this movement.
Ако ние сме убедени, тогава целият свят ще бъде убеден от нас да се присъедини.
But we think, well, you know, I better put a hat on so they don't see my sikha, you know.
Но ако си мислим, е по-добре да си сложа шапка, да не ми видят шиката.
And I may better make sure to wear pants. I mean, I wouldn't want people in public to see me in a dhoti. I mean, you know, they might think I'm a hermaphrodite or something, you know.
По-добре да си нося панталони, защото може някои хората ще ме видят с доти и какво ли си помислят? Може би ще съм хермафродит.
Then people will think, yes, the Hare Krishna movement is really weird.
Тогава хората си мислят, това Hare Krishna движението наистина са странни.
But if we are like that bold Vaishnava who insisted on wearing his tilak to his job.
Но ако сме като този храбър Вайшнава, който настоял да си носи тилака.
Then we will see that day when the whole world will embrace Vaishnava culture.
Тогава не е далече този ден, който ще видим как целият свят прегръща
Вайшнава. Now do not misunderstand. I'm not saying you have necessarily have to wear tilak to your job. That may get you. We don't want you to get fired.
Не ме разбирайте погрешно. Не искам да кажа, че сега трябва да ходите всички с тилак на работа.
Everyone has to intelligently judge their own particular situation.
Да не ви уволнят, всеки трябва интелигентно да прецени своята лична ситуация.
But at least we should be very enlivened to wear tilak and Vaishnava dress as far as possible when we come to the temple.
Но ние трябва да сме много вдъхновени, въодушевени да носиме Вайшнава тилак и Вайшнава облекло, когато идваме в храм.
Because this is conducive for our spiritual advancement.
Защото това предразполага нашия духовен напредък.
So, that was an aside. Now back to the point I was making.
Така, това беше малко отклонение. Сега се върнем към...
Simply the external trappings do not actually make us a devotee.
Външните неща не са това, което ни прави истински правилно отдадени.
They help us to be devotees.
Те ни подпомагат в нашето правилно служене.
But the real transformation has to be within the heart.
Но истинската трансформация трябва да се извърши в сърцето.
We must become humble servants of Guru.
Ние трябва да станем смирени слуги на
Кришна and the Vaishnavas.
Guru Krishna и Vaishnavite.
This is how we will actually enter into the transcendental existence of eternity, knowledge and bliss.
Това е истинският начин, по който ще влезем в вечността, знанието и блаженството.
We will be able to enter into that sweet transcendental existence in which great personalities like Suta Goswami, Shukadev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj are eternally living.
Ние ще можем да влезем в това състояние на съществуване, в което такива велики личности като Сута Госвами, Шукадев Госвами и Махараджа Парикшит вечно пребивават.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Има ли въпроси сега?
Yeah.
В една лекция сам Кришна Прабху каза, че трябва да променим съзнанието си, не толкова външните обстоятелства. А на вчерашната лекция беше казано, че всъщност нашето слушане не е точно качествено. Това е основният ни проблем, иначе за една лекция ще можем да се променим.
You said that the most important thing is to change our heart and our consciousness. And yesterday in the lecture you said that it depends on the quality of our hearing. So what is preventing us from hearing?
Yes. Since hearing, quality hearing is the actual doorway to spiritual perfection. What is the defect in our hearing that we are not yet perfect?
И тъй като качественото слушане е всъщност портата към духовното съвършенство, какво ни пречи, какъв е дефекта на нашето слушане, така че все още не сме станали съвършени?
In other words, what is that adjustment we can make in our hearing so that we can actually quickly enter into the mood of pure devotional service?
В други думи, какво трябва да променим в нашето, да настроим в нашето слушане, така че много бързо да влезем в чистото преданно служение?
We have to, just like you can take, there can be a pure light shining.
Както има чиста светлина, която
But you can put some filters, colored filters, so it comes through in a different color. Instead of the pure light, you get a colored version of the pure light.
Ако имате чиста светлина, но поставите пред нея такива цветни филтри, тогава получавате цветна светлина.
And the more you put thicker, darker filters, the less light comes through.
И колкото по тъмни и по-дебели филтри слагате,
One filter that we oftentimes notice is called tamagun. Devotees are sitting in the class, you know, like... That's a very thick filter, tamagun. So the first thing you can do is stay awake. If you're starting to nod out, you know, rock back and forth a little bit, or, you know, go like this, you know, do something, you know. Shake off tamagun. And another guna to shake off is rajagun. Of course, Rajagun is better than Tamagun. But once you get Tamagun out of there, then you got to work on getting Rajagun out. So what does Rajagun mean? You ever notice sometimes in class the devotees are looking at their watch, you know? That's Rajagun contamination. When's this going to be over? I got so many things to do. So these two contaminations have to go. This one and this one. We have to simply purely absorb ourselves in hearing and remove all the filters. And then there are the more subtle filters, the sattvagun filters. Which we do not have time to discuss today because I have to look at the clock. But we can discuss the sattvagun filters later on. That also stand in the way of pure prema bhakti. So now it's time for the deity greeting. We thank you very much for your kind attention.
Continue with the questions after the greeting of the deity.
It's up to our temple leaders. I'm just a servant here.
The kirtan goes on, so it's not practical. Kirtan goes until 8 o'clock.
What is it?
Because it gets played out when the kirtan goes on. She's asking if the question and answers can continue after that.
Well, we could have it upstairs.
Because
everyone, you know, the normal thing we do now is everyone comes up for darshan after the kirtan. So we could have a question and answer session right before breakfast upstairs. We can continue. I'd be happy to do that, yes?
Some of the devotees will go to work, so they cannot hear.
Oh. So they have to bring a blank CD. We can record it. Or we could, the questions could be asked tonight. in the evening class. Everybody will be here to hear it. Why don't we do that? Whatever questions you have, note them down on a piece of paper and bring them for tonight's class.
Каквито въпроси имате, се реши за вечерната лекция. Напишете си ги и тогава може да ги зададете.
So we thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.